The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We talked with Matt DeHart about a month or so ago. Matt, you hear him each day keeping you updated on business news here, but he also is a teacher, and he's doing some exceptional things in his classroom and outside of the classroom. He formed the Teach from DeHart Foundation to expose these kids to things that they otherwise would not be exposed to. And I asked Matt to give us a quick call here this morning to give us an update. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. How are you, sir?
I am wonderful. So quickly give our listeners a quick summary of who you are, what you're doing, and why you formed the Teach from DeHart Foundation.
Well, I'm Matt DeHart. I teach in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. I am currently entering my third year of education, so I just finished my second year of teaching. And I started this foundation because I wanted my students to be able to see something besides the, you know, square miles of Travelers Rest. In this last trip, I had 8 students who had never been outside the state of South Carolina. A majority of them had never flown before, had never seen an airport, had no idea what a big city looked like. And so it's a chance for me to get these students out of their current situation and apply the rules, morals, and experiences that we've had all throughout the year in a big city setting. And so that's what the Teach from DeHart Foundation does, is provides the financial backing to do those things and take those kids on life-changing trips.
Yeah. All right. So you mentioned the airport and traveling. Last time we talked, you were about to take the kids on a trip to Atlanta. And you didn't just get in the car and drive down. You flew down to Atlanta, right?
That is correct. We had 33 people. I had 20 students and 13 chaperones and people with the foundation to help. And we flew ourselves to Atlanta, Georgia. Out of the 20, 17 had never flown before. And I also had 4 adults who had never flown before as well. And so it was just a wonderful experience.
Yep. So walk us through some of the things that you did once you got to Atlanta.
Well, when we got there, the students had a chance to navigate the airport with their chaperone group. So they had a chance to get that experience of looking around, following signage to get us to the rental car place. Actually, students helped me get there because I took a wrong turn. So that was kind of funny. But then when we got there, we got a chance to stay at a wonderful, very fancy hotel. It was a 5-star hotel in downtown Atlanta. We got to go to places like the Georgia Aquarium, the Coke Museum, the College Football Hall of Fame. We visited and ate lunch in Centennial Park. And we even got to visit Georgia Tech's facilities and see the Georgia Tech basketball facilities, as well as tour the college via a driving tour. And then we got to go to a place called Ron Clark Academy, where magic happens. And that was a magical part of our trip. Parents were crying, kids were crying, and inspiration happened, and it was just a wonderful chance for them to see something different, but be super intentional with what we were doing. It was not a field trip, and I told the parents that from the beginning. I said, it's a business trip for your students. They're going to put everything they've learned into action, and so that's what it was.
Wow. All right, so I got to ask you, Matt, this is the summer. You could be at the beach with your family. It's your summer break, but you chose to go the extra mile to spend this extra time with the kids. Why is that important?
These students, and students in general, with especially the COVID-19 pandemic, what they need is to know that someone cares and is willing to bend over backwards. And the way I know how to do that is by going as big as humanly possible. And so when I saw the opportunity to take these kids on trips, it excites me to get to see their faces in the airport, to see them tense up, get ready for the flight, and to hear their voices. Whoa, oh, that was awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. DeHart. So those things feed me and give me joy. And honestly, Joey, it all comes from my faith. I want to serve the Lord in every way I can and seek His will. And this is clearly His will for my life to provide these opportunities for my students going forward. And so I just want to follow God's will and serve my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to the best of my ability.
Yeah. Well, what a testament there. And what an experience for these kids. I mean, any of these kids in your school are lucky to have you as a teacher because, again, you go the extra mile. You formed the Teach from the Heart Foundation so that you could raise the money to be able to do these type things, right?
That is correct. The Teach from the Heart Foundation is 100% donation-based. And it all the money goes to benefit the children. I don't pull a salary. Nobody pulls a salary. No money comes out for anything personal. It all goes towards the kid directly supporting them in some way, shape, or form.
Yep. And you had some pretty important news recently as, you know, there's a process when you form a foundation like this, and you got the final approval from the IRS on your tax status.
Yes, that was, oh man, we actually, that was super cool. We were in Atlanta when it got mailed, and then when we got home, I had left, I had to go do something, and my wife sent me a picture and said, well, it's here. And so we are officially a nonprofit tax-exempt status in the state of South Carolina, and so that opens it up not only for people to continue to hopefully donate, but businesses can as well, and it's completely tax-exempt. And so that was the that was just a blessing from God that that happened, and it happened so quickly. The IRS is backed up right now, and I know people who still haven't gotten theirs, and we received ours. So, again, that's just the Lord working. So I was so grateful.
Well, the IRS can be slow in normal circumstances, let alone in the middle of a pandemic. So you're right. You're lucky that you got that. All right, so what's next, Matt? With me on the guest line this morning, Matt DeHart with Teach from the Heart Foundation. What do you have planned for the fall?
Oh, man, Joey, I've built a stage for my classroom, so the students are ready to see me walk the line every day, walk the stage every day. But I'm working with my co-teacher, Devin Washburn, and we are just trying to revitalize and re-energize education in our school. And so from different activities, different opportunities through the foundation, through in-class learning, the students are going to be in the best educational environment they've ever been in. And when it comes to the foundation and what we're going to do going forward, I only know one way, and that's what my students have coined the DeHart way, and it's bigger and better every opportunity you can. So next year's trip is going to be even bigger, Lord willing, that, you know, COVID pans out to where it goes away so we can get on, you know, bigger and farther trips, but we're going to go bigger and better. I've got some ideas. I have some board meetings to go to confirm ideas, but I am just so excited about this school year. These kids are, they don't know what's coming for them, but it's going to be the best and most challenging educational experience they've ever had.
Yeah. I thought about you yesterday, Matt, when I saw the story, of course, yesterday, billionaire Jeff Bezos took a little ride through space. Did you hear what he did afterwards? Did you hear the story?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. You're going to have to tell me.
Well,
Joey, I don't know.
It's not a test. I'm not trying to test you here. Well, he during his in the news conference after he safely came back to Earth, he announced a new award that he's going to be giving each year. It's called the Courage and Civility Award, and he granted two different individuals. Now, personally, they would not have been my choice, but that's, hey, it wasn't my money. But he gave them each $100 million to do with as they please, as long as it benefited a charity. And I thought, well, what could Matt DeHart do with $100 million?
Ooh, Joey, you're getting the blood flowing there saying that. The things we could do. Oh, my goodness. Well, I might have to reach out to some of those people and send them a pamphlet to let them know what we're doing, and who knows, maybe they'll throw some money our
way.
There
you go. Yep. Well, you're doing a lot of, you're changing lives, Matt, and I'm so proud of you. And look, again, those students are just lucky to be in Mr. DeHart's classroom for sure. Good to have you. Keep up the good work, and we'll check in with you again soon, Matt.
Sounds great, Joey. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a blessed day.